Hi there, and welcome to Voyage for, oh my goodness, the 13th of March already. It's not quite the Ides of March, but just about. My name's Keith Black, and as always, what you're listening to now is Voyage on Wednesdays at 10 o'clock, and I'll be here until 1 to bring you some of the best in the jazz world. The last couple of weeks, I've received some really neat, brand new stuff, some of which you're going to hear today. And some more of what you're going to hear next week when they have just made it through my ears before I get a chance to play it on air. But there's some really neat stuff today, and I hope you can stay tuned. I also have there was an envelope waiting for me this morning when I got to the station from an old friend, actually, Brian Klowick, who's a musician and has done some really neat stuff over the years and been involved with CKUW in various ways. And he now is sort of a producer of a jazz cabaret that happens quite regularly at the Unitarian Universalist Church at Wellington Crescent, just over the bridge if you're coming from downtown. They have a fundraiser regularly. This next one is on Saturday, March the 16th, so it's coming up the end of this week. Doors open at 7:30. The jazz is from 8 to 10. The title of it is Humor, Heartbreak, and All That Jazz. It's the Marcy Campbell and her group with Rick Boughton and Carl Cohit at Hilliard. There's some neat stuff, neat people there. And what I have in my hand is two tickets to this event. And in the next little while, once the music is playing, I will accept phone calls at 774-6877. That's 204-774-6877. And when the music is playing and I can answer the phone, because I can't otherwise, it flashes rather than rings, of course, because it's here in the studio now. It rings when you're phoning in to give money, but this is when you can get a couple of tickets. So once the music is going, I will have my eyes open to check and see if I can pick up the phone if it's ringing. That's 774-6877. If you're available this Saturday and you'd like to go to a jazz show, as I say, I have two tickets. It's the Jazz Cabaret Night at the Unitarian Church. They do have a bar, are licensed as well, so there's all sorts of things available for you. And it's a fundraiser for the Lifespan Sexuality Education Program at that church. And this is on Saturday, March the 16th. If you have an open evening and would like a couple of tickets to a jazz cabaret, just get ready to phone in, and I will take your particulars when that happens. Before that happens, I want to tell you a bit about what's happening today. I'll give you a brief rundown on the playlist, and then I'll go back, obviously, and do it in more detail as I do each of the titles. I'm starting right at home here with the WJO, the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, from its latest album. I've played a couple of tracks of this, but not the two I'm going to play to start the program today. Following that, brand new album with saxophonist Chris Potter, and it's a winner. After that, a brand new album by Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop, and it's a winner. And following that, an album from last year, but it keeps coming back into my consciousness every now and then. Billy Childs on piano from The Winds of Change. Following that, my historical segment, which is Charles Mingus. I was playing last month during my comment on Black History. I played a version of Fables of Phoebus by Mingus, a live one. And today I'm sampling his album Mingus Aum, which also has a version of Fables of Phoebus, but it will be different than the one that I played last month. Following the Mingus, another Charles, another brand new album that is also quite beautiful, saxophonist Charles Lloyd with a brand new album. It actually has an official release date on Friday, although it's allowable to play a couple of days ahead because it is available a couple of days ahead. And the reason it's being released on March the 15th is it's Charles Lloyd's 86th birthday. I'll talk a lot about that later on when I get there, but it's a fine album. Following Lloyd is an oud player called Imad Armouche with various number of duets on his album, and it's very different. It's Middle Eastern. This is not a sound that is conventional, and the interpretations and the way of expressing their music, the improvisations and all that are with instruments that aren't always available or aren't always used in the jazz world, but there's some cool stuff there. Following that, and this is sort of an interesting thing, which will take us probably close to the end of our program, and I do need to talk a lot about this later on, but I want to mention it off the top. A couple of weeks ago, I got a phone call from a listener who was interested in tracking down music that was played on Voyage maybe 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, whatever. And it was played, the date was sort of unknown, and it was played at a time when my friend Colin Smith and I were sort of co-hosting an unusual meeting, which I didn't know at the time. I just said I couldn't remember what the album was. The listener said, it's something about dogs talking and having a life and whatever. And I said, all right, see if I can track it down. Well, thanks to my very clever friend Colin Smith, who took about 10 minutes to figure out what this was, we found out what that track was from 6 years ago. Now, how is that from listener-driven radio? Do you want to say that's pretty cool, right? And to honor that, I dug out the album, and we're going to hear a little bit more about What Dogs Do Dream when we get toward the end of the show. So, Janice, stay tuned, because you're going to hear some of the stuff that you were asking about a couple of weeks ago if you are listening today. There's a brief outline of what's going to happen. Now, getting back to the top. The Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, and I've said this a number of times, is many, many years ago at the beginning of its life, and I'm not trying to denigrate them at all, but it seemed that their concerts were mainly covers of big band music and whatever else, as they were flexing their growth muscles a bit. They're a long way from that now. Their albums are sophisticated, solid, intense, very cleverly written, and there's all sorts of fine, fine playing. The WJO just gets better and better. Their current, latest album is called Tidal Currents East Meets West. And what the background there is that the compositions are by two great Canadian jazz composers, Jill Townsend and Christine Jensen. And they have supplied compositions for this. It's called East Meets West because Christine Jensen, is native to Nanaimo or something. She's West Coast anyhow. And Jill Townsend is an East Coaster. Now, the jazz world being what it is, they'll now play anywhere that there is a place to play. And Christine Jensen's had a lot of exposure now in the Montreal area. But this is a really neat album with compositions, as I say, from Jill Townsend and Christine Jensen. And it's interesting because the bass player on this album is one of the musicians that's going to be playing at the Jazz Cabaret, the tickets for which will be available in a few minutes to a listener, but I digress. Anyhow, I'm going to play the two tracks that I haven't played before, the last two on the album, and the first one is the title track called Tidal Tidal Currents, there you go. And it was composed by Joel Townsend. And the last track is called Rock Skipping Under Half Moon. How's that for a neat title? And it was composed by Christine Jensen. I hope I haven't confused you. That's and the folks involved with the WJO are all the usual suspects, as I have said before, although Christine Jensen is sitting in on alto, along with Neil Watson and Neil Cade on tenor, along with Monica Jones, Kyle Wedlake on Barry, Shane Hicks, Jenny Taylor, Richard Gillis, Matthew Walden on trumpets, Joel Green, Jeremy Dugleby, Francois Goder, and Isabel Lavoie on trombones, Will Bonas on piano, Larry Roy on guitar, Carl Kohut, as I mentioned, on bass, who is going to be in the Saturday jazz concert that is coming up. Fabio Regnelli on drums, and Jill Townsend is the conductor as well on this album. There's a lot of introduction, but the WJO needs to get that sort of credit, in my opinion. And I'm delighted that they are doing so well. And they just recently announced there was a major news article that they got enough of a donation from someone to set up a trust fund, which in any organization really allows a lot of flexibility and things to happen that they weren't able to do before. So good on you, WJO. Okay, here from Tidal Currents, East Meets West. Here's the title track, Tidal Currents, and then Rock Skipping Under the Half Moon, the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra. You can phone 204-774-6877 if you'd like those two tickets. Thank you. That's a nice way to open the show today, as far as I'm concerned. The Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra with two tracks from their latest album called Tidal Currents, East Meets West, with a couple of great composers from the Canadian jazz scene, Jill Townsend and Christine Jensen, and the WJO just playing their hearts out there. Really neat album. Relatively short, but there's only four tracks, but they're worth every moment. A great album there. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays. We stream live at CKUW.ca, and we archive our shows at that same website, CKUW.ca, where you can check out previous shows and podcast or download all or parts of them if you wish, not just Voyage, but all the other shows here as well in this great little station. And now I'll move along to a brand new album again. This one came out a couple of days ago, I think, actually. I'm not quite sure exact date, but it doesn't matter. It's out. Saxophonist Chris Potter, who is clearly in the top echelon of a number of great tenor players currently on the scene. And Potter is clearly in that group. It's been fascinating. I've been doing this show for a long time, and I think very early in my playlist, I played an album that I thought was really sort of cool, and the title of the album was Introducing Chris Potter. He looks about 14. Anyhow, that goes back a long way, and he doesn't look 14 anymore, and he has matured just wonderfully. This is a great album, and he has with him a quartet that I don't think he's recorded with before, or at least not for an awfully long time, but he's got the A-list here with him as well. So Chris Potter on tenor and soprano, and bass clarinet, actually. Brad Meldow on piano. John Patitucci on bass and Brian Blade on drums. Now, is that a quartet or what? This is just contemporary jazz, just polished and clean and wonderfully intense and great. This is a fine, fine album. It is absolutely a benchmark of contemporary jazz. It doesn't go off in wild directions, and it doesn't explore areas that have never been done before. It just does what it does really, really well. And I'm going to play two tracks, and I can guarantee that over the next few weeks you're going to hear a lot more of this album. It's really cool. But I'm going to play two tracks. The album is called Eagle's Point, by the way. The two tracks are Dream of Home and Cloud Message. Those are the two tracks that I am going to be playing from this brand new album. And I need to say, I know I dumped this on you very quickly and without a lot of warning. There are two tickets to the Jazz Cabaret at the Unitarian Church on Saturday. Doors open at 7:30. The show is at 8. It's Marcy Campbell's group. She does vocals, but Rick Boughton on piano. Carl Kohut, who plays bass and was on that the two tracks you just heard, playing with the WJO, and Ed Hilliard on drums. This is a fundraiser. Humor, heartbreak, and all that jazz. And I got two tickets here, and they didn't go the first time around, but I will accept calls once this music starts. I can't answer the phone, obviously, when I'm telling you people what I'm doing. But if the music is playing, then I can answer the phone. So here's two tracks from the new Chris Potter album called Eagle's Point. And if you are interested in going on Saturday to a very neat jazz cabaret, you can phone 204-774-6877 as soon as the music starts, which is right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's some really neat playing there from four folks who really know what they're doing and can play together with a tremendous skill. That's Chris Potter's quartet, a new quartet, out. The album is called Eagle's Point, and it has Brad Maldow on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Brian Blade on drums, along with Potter on the reeds. That's really neat. And it's 10:44 already, Central Daylight Time. Hope you all got by the weekend without too much trauma. I must confess, I do not understand everybody having a complete infarction over the change of an hour. It seems to me, I know millions of people fly across just without even leaving Canada. They fly to Toronto or they fly to Vancouver and they proceed with no problem, having gone through one or two time changes, and they stay there for a few days and then they come back home and they go through one or two time changes. This is let alone going to Italy or Kathmandu or something, you know. And somehow that doesn't seem to bother them. But once a year, when you lose an hour's sleep, in quotation marks, you have to move your clock ahead 1 hour. Everybody is driving into trees, beating up on each other, having breakdowns. I don't understand it. Well, enough of that. Let's get back to music. There's enough I don't understand in the world without visiting some of it on you guys, so sorry about that. Moving on. Dear. Ernesto Cervini is a great musician out of Toronto. He plays drums, but he also plays other instruments as well. And his band Turboprop was here last June, and Ernesto has become sort of a long-distance friend, if you will, mainly electronically with me. I have met him now a couple of times, and he is a friend of CKUW, as I've mentioned before, because he contributes to our fund drive, so he is indeed a friend. He has a brand-new album. His Turboprop group has Tara Davidson on alto, Joel Fram on tenor, William Karn on trombone, Adrian Ferrugia on piano, Dan Loomis on bass, and Ernesto on drums. This is really good stuff. They appeared very briefly at the Jazz Festival in June, and a friend of mine was with me when we were watching them, and she said, "Why aren't we hearing more of this? Why are they? Why can't we get it?" You know, good question, Ernesto. I hope the next time you come, they give you a good venue and a lot of time with encores and the whole bit. In the meantime, here's a couple of tracks from their brand new album called A Canadian Songbook. For obvious reasons, the tracks are all related to songs written by various Canadian composers, and It's got some really fine writing. I'm going to play a track called "When I Fall," and it was actually by the Bare Naked Ladies. And actually, "When I Fall" has sort of become the mantra for a lot of friends of mine. Whenever they go outside these days, in the back of my mind is, "When am I going to fall? When am I going to fall?" Anyhow, "When I Fall" is one of the tracks, and the other track that I'm going to play is "If Then," from. Anyhow, some great stuff here from Ernesto Cervini and this group. Really, this is their, I don't know how many albums they've had, maybe two or three, or certainly two or three. They play together tremendously well, and this is just a great album. From A Canadian Songbook, here's Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop with "When I Fall" and "If Then."